Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Kim Globus. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia is offering $30,000 for any information leading to an arrest in the shooting of two young children over the weekend. A two-year-old was killed on Sunday inside her Kensington home. KYW's Kristen Johansson has more.
Six other bullets went into the home where the girl's grandmother, a carpet cleaner, and several other children were inside.
I think it's safe to assume that that house was specifically targeted.
The girl's mother and the cleaner were also shot. Homicide Captain Jason Smith says the gun's connected to an earlier shooting around the corner on Clearfield Street.
And it would appear at this time that the two rifle rounds are the same.
On Saturday, an 11-month-old was shot four times while riding in a car with a family member. Police say he is clinging to life and will likely be a quadriplegic if he lives. Acting Philadelphia Police Commissioner Christine Coulter.
There are people out there today who know who's responsible for these jobs. We need them to know that it can happen in anybody's home. And let's put a stop to it now, and let's bring those folks to justice.
Police say any information, no matter how small, can help in the investigation. A three-alarm fire destroyed an auto shop in West Philadelphia this afternoon. It took crews about 3 hours to get the fire under control. KYW's Andrew Kramer is on the scene at 59th and Spruce.
The owner's family stood in the high school football field across the street from the shop, hugging each other, watching some of the over 100 firefighters on scene hose the building down. That high school and a nearby daycare center were evacuated. The Red Cross tells us they're assisting multiple families. There are row homes also across the street.
No injuries were reported. A former Northampton Township supervisor and his girlfriend are facing the possibility of years in prison and becoming future registered sex offenders. Larry Weinstein and Kelly Drucker admitted in court they set out on what they called the mission, an effort to get a woman drunk and hope she would use Drucker's bathroom, where the couple had hidden a camera pointed at the toilet. They also used spy glasses, what appears to be normal eyeglasses equipped with hidden cameras. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort has details.
Based on prior testimony, that woman thought she was just going out to dinner with a friend. But after a couple margaritas at a restaurant and half a glass of wine back at Drucker's home, she started throwing up and passed out on Drucker's bathroom floor. The wine was spiked with grain alcohol. The woman has no memory of what happened after she passed out. Drucker and Weinstein each pleaded guilty to six counts. Weinstein also pleaded no contest to one count involving photos of a different woman.
Weinstein also had his law license suspended. An American Airlines flight meant to go to Philadelphia had to make an emergency landing this afternoon in Dublin due to a powerful odor on board.
The cabin staff have actually lost consciousness. I think they're back to state of consciousness now, and there are general complaints about burning eyes and other problems with the mucus in the nose, skin problems.
The pilot told air traffic control that it was from a non-toxic cleaning solution left on the plane at Heathrow Airport, where the plane took off.
It was spilled, and for some reason the container itself was left behind in the aircraft in one of the lavatories, and it continued to seep into the carpeting.
Medical personnel were there to evaluate any other staff or passengers who may have needed assistance. Philadelphia officials launched a new program today to teach students at two West Philadelphia high schools how to start and run a business. It's called Project Elevate, and it was started by the two men who were led out of a Starbucks in handcuffs for no good reason last year. Instead of suing the city, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson asked that it provide $200,000 in seed money for the project that will help students get a head start in their careers. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
It will be piloted at their respective alma maters, Bartram and Robeson High Schools, with Penn's Netter Center providing instruction in financial literacy and entrepreneurship. Mayor Kenney says the men hope it will be more than just a class.
They also envision the program helping to close the wealth gap in Philadelphia's neighborhoods.
It's a tall order, but the students say they're ready.
I think it's going to open up a lot of doors.
This is the city's effort at atonement for the two men who were falsely arrested. That's the All Local. I'm Kim Globus. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.